Good morning, folks. Rick here. How's everybody doing today?
Good morning. Doing good.
Good morning.
Doing good. Darren.
All right. We've got a good group on here this morning already. All right, hold on one second, folks. Okay, so, I had to mute you guys. Sorry, I have to do that so the recording comes out good. But remember, okay, you can hit *6 at any time, and when you do that, it means I can hear you. Okay, so please do that if you have any questions. Today's topic is kind of a good one. I'm going to get back into interviews next week, but I thought this is the time of the year to talk about this. I know it's a little early, but it's better to be a little early than a little late, and that is the mid-year review. Okay, so we're going to go through that in a second. Okay, before I do that, let's do a little housekeeping. This week, okay, I am in Scottsdale, Arizona area, which means this morning I will be at the Northwest office, Peoria. Okay, on Tuesday I will be at Camelback for the office meeting. On Thursday I will be in North Scottsdale, and on Friday I will be at the Kierland office. Also, every day this week I am doing success series at the Kierland office, 1 to 4. Please come, and for all of you in Vegas, remember the next time I do it, the week of July 15th, success series at the Southwest office, you can get CE credits, 15. Can you imagine that? 15, which means, okay, you'll be getting 3 credits a day, 5 classes for a total of 15 credits. That's 3 general, 1 agency, and 1 personal development, okay, towards, okay, your CE credits. So, hey, it only gets, I mean, how bad could I possibly be if you get CE free? Woo! That's my new saying. No, I'm kidding. All right, let's rock right into this. June 10th, we're almost at the halfway point. Hopefully everybody is getting excited about that. Market is definitely heated up. So is the thermometer in all 3 markets. So let's get into it, all right? So the questions I always like to ask myself as we get close to the mid-year review, that's what the title is today, mid-year review. How are you doing? To me, here's the questions you ask yourself. What am I doing well? Always start with what you're doing well. All right. What am I doing well so far this year? And you got to pick a few things. You can't say nothing. That's impossible. All right. And then the second question is, what do I need to pick it up on? Or some of you will say, what am I not doing well? All right. So like at the beginning of the year, I had a goal to sell X amount of homes, have X amount of transactions. Okay. How am I doing towards that goal? All right. And what am I doing well? And what am I not doing well? Because let's face it, folks, and you've heard me say this before. Do you want to be a goal-achieved person, or do you want to be an if-only person? If-only means, okay, well, if only I had done my job. If only I had done my prospecting. If only I had showed up on time. You don't want to be an if-only person. I've heard some speakers call that someday I'll. You don't want to be a habit. You don't want to live on someday I'll do this and someday I'll, you don't want to be that person. You don't want to be an if only person, and you don't want to be from someday I'll. It's not a good island to be from someday I'll. It's a bad island, in case you didn't catch that. All right. So, and let's face it, it's all about the activities. It's about the activities you're doing on a daily basis. Are they the right activities or are they the wrong activities? It's really that simple. Okay. All right, so that's point number one, goal achieved or if only. Those are your options. Remember the saying, you can't coast uphill. All right, you're either going to achieve your goal or you're going to explain why you didn't. That's such a tough conversation. That is so much different. You know, explaining why you didn't or having excuses or reasons, some people even say, which is just another word for excuses. That's so much more energy consuming than it is to actually do the work you need to be doing, all right? So just do the work you need to be doing. It's easier. Make the right choice, all right? So there's number one on my list. Number two, passion. I wrote down 3 words here. Passion, enthusiasm, and being authentic, all right? So here, passion, enthusiasm, and being authentic will make up for any of the shortcomings you think you need that you have. I firmly believe that. Passion is contagious. People like, when somebody's selling a home, they want someone who's passionate about their job, who has enthusiasm, who's authentic. All right. They don't want somebody who's, could you imagine? I mean, you need to sound like you love what you do. People are paying you all kinds of money. Or if you're working with a buyer, this should be exciting. They're buying a new home. You need to add to that excitement. You need to be a person that gets it done, not a person who gets in the way. Okay, and you know exactly who I'm talking about. You have friends that are one or the other. There's two types of people. Get things done or get in the way. Those are, you know, what's that old saying? I think it was Theodore Roosevelt. Lead, follow, or get out of my way. Okay, and I think that's a great way to look at it. You definitely have to pick, who are you going to be? And you need to be that person on a daily basis. I do this for a couple hours and my life changes. No. It's like going to the gym. Okay, and if you're watching the Stanley Cup, Darren, okay, other than the Knights, unfortunately got eliminated, so now my Boston Bruins are in there and they forced game 7 by playing an incredible game. All right, so look, it's like that in life, okay? You can show up and do your best, or you can explain why you didn't win. All right. Fortunately for us, it's not like playing a game 7, okay, in hockey or basketball or baseball, okay, or football doesn't have game 7, but they have championships. Okay, I mean, it's not the same, but you can bring that energy and enthusiasm, okay, to everything you're doing and just make it fun. So goal achieved or if only person, I need to have passion, enthusiasm, and being authentic. Do I need it all day? No, but you need it when you need it. And that's usually when you're in front of somebody or on the phone with somebody or outdoor knocking, okay, and so forth, all right? So here's my next point, okay, and this is such a big one. When it comes to the schedule, you need to do the right thing. Do the next right thing. People always ask me, all right, and some people get irritated when I'm about to say, so I apologize in advance, all right? What should I be doing on a daily basis? And I always say two things you need to do on a daily basis. Number one, whatever your daily revenue commitment is, okay, daily revenue commitment means the amount of people I need to talk to in order to achieve my goal. It's that simple. Well, it can't be that simple. Okay, prove me wrong. Do it for a year, and I accept your apology in advance. Okay, sorry. That was a little snarkly, but I had to say it. Okay, in other words, if my goal is to do 20 transactions, and I'm already doing 10, the difference between the two is 10, so I need to talk to 10 people a day. Okay, it's really that simple. Or if I'm brand new, it's the number 20. Okay, and people go, well, it can't be that simple. Well, try it for a year. Now, here's the thing. If I'm doing it to prove it won't work, I will be right. But I guarantee you, if you do it with energy and enthusiasm, you'll probably overshoot your goal. So the two things you need to do on a daily basis is make your daily revenue commitment and then everything else in order of priority. So somebody asked me a couple weeks ago, well, that's kind of vague. What's everything else in order of priority? It would start with me with appointments. So I'm done my daily revenue commitment. My prospecting is done for the day. My next goal is my appointments, my negotiating. I don't have any of those two, then I'm thinking about prospecting or lead follow-up again. That's it. And if you can make 80% of your day, those four things, you're a rock star. I'm just telling you, it's really that simple. All right? It's not a complicated business. We complicate it for some reason to get in our own way. You've heard the term self-sabotage. That's what I believe it is. All right, so do the next right thing on your schedule and keep that at the forefront of your mind. Number four is there anything I'm doing, you know, we could call it a tradition or we could call it, is there anything I'm doing that I need to stop doing that's just getting in my way? I've just always done it this way, but if I change it, it'll make my business better. So I don't know, there's so many different things that could be, that I'm going to leave that wide open to you. Look at your schedule, decide what you're doing, okay, and if you can change it up, okay, and get rid of old traditions that are holding you back, is there anything that you're doing that's holding you back? This is the time of the year to look at that, by the way. You still have 6 months of the year left, over 6 months of the year left ahead of you, but probably 5.5 or so to write business that'll still close this year. 5.5. So we really are at the halfway point, if you look at it that way, maybe even a little bit past it when it comes to closings, right? So is there anything that I'm doing, all right? Next point I wrote down here is I need to eliminate some of the time between transactions. Eliminate, meaning that if I do one a month, that means I have 4 weeks, 4 to 5 weeks between transactions. If I'm doing two a month, then I have two and a half weeks. Okay, if I'm doing one deal a week, first off, just think about that for a second. Could you do one deal a week? The answer is yes, of course you could. If you were doing the actions consistent with, especially if they're listings. And listings take less time. You go out, you take the listing, now you're negotiating it, and, you know, sometimes you don't even go back to the house. With buyers, totally different. I'm not saying don't work with buyers, because you should. Okay? But we need to eliminate some of the time between deals, and the way we do that is by doing more transactions and more activities with consistent with transactions. Like this week, you know, when I start Success Series today in Arizona, first thing I do is introduce myself, and I talk a little bit about what we're going to talk about, give them a little schedule. Then I make everybody in the room stand up and introduce themselves, okay, what office they're with, and what their 12-month goal is in real estate. Okay, the reason I do that is I want to know what kind of numbers that people expect to do in real estate, okay, in 12 months. Secondly is I'm hoping by Friday that number is going to change, and not down, up, based on what they're going to hear. That's why I do that. Plus, I know by doing this, okay, for a long time, that we have to be setting affirmations for ourselves. You know, someone said to me last week in Nevada, well, isn't that just lying to myself? No. I mean, let's face it, you lie. Everyone, and if you remember my interview a couple of weeks ago with Matthew Ferry, you lie to yourself all day. Okay, you tell yourself things that are so negative. You know, we all do it. I love what Matthew said when he said, you're the only person that calls you ugly, stupid, fat. The only person that does that to you is you. Now, so if you're going to lie to yourself or stretch the truth a little bit, it might as well be positive. You know, and I give the example all the time. It's also in my book, Success is a Verb. I mean, it took me 2 years to weigh 195, but I said it for 2 years. Does that mean I was lying to myself? I don't think so. It was an affirmation, meaning something I want to make true. And if it's something I want to make true, I have to be reminding of my that's. And the best way to do it is in the positive. I weigh, not I'm going to, not it would be nice. No, I weigh 195 pounds. All right. I'm alive, excited, and full of energy. All right. I am a dynamite salesperson. There are people in my marketplace right now who can't wait to hear from me. All right. I just get on the phone and call them. All right. So, I mean, I believe that you have to have, all right, you have to have positive language that you say to yourself, even on the days it's the last thing you want to hear. So less time between deals, I think, is critically important. All right. Number six, I wrote down, set appointments, right? Set appointments. Now people go, well, that's so simple. It is simple. I didn't say it was easy. It's simple, meaning that you should be setting appointments every day. You should have an appointment goal. Well, what if my appointment goal is 2 a week and by Tuesday I have 2? Well, it can't be 0. You know, if your goal is 2 appointments a week, then your daily goal should be to set at least 1. Even if you already have 2 or 3 for the week, because we know some weeks you do not. Okay? So now the reason I like to think about this, okay, so to me, this business is about setting appointments. Because I know there's nobody on this call who's going to have an appointment who's not going to get ready for it. So once you have the appointment, you're going to do the CMA, you're going to do the pre-listing package, you're going to get ready for the appointment every single time. Okay? Now let's face it. There's nobody on this call that would be that crazy. Now, the other thing I like about it is in order to set appointments, I have to do activities consistent with setting appointments. So it's kind of like the set the appointment mentality is right in the middle of the road. In order to set appointments, I have to do all the activities consistent with setting appointments. And then once I have the appointment, I'm going to do all the activities consistent with going on the appointment and securing the listing or getting the buyer the home they want, doing the homework I need to do in order to get there, right? That's why I like to say it like that. Your job is to set appointments. It's a mindset. It's a discipline. It's a mindset. All right, a positive mindset that we all need to acquire or get better at in order to achieve our goals. Very important. Okay? All right, so I've been going on for 15 minutes now. Does anybody have any questions about this? Once again, all you got to do is hit *6 on your phone, and then I can hear you. But do me a favor, once you hit *6, once you ask the question, remute your own phone, because we hear everything. That's right. As soon as somebody hits *6, I can hear them. Anybody, any questions about what we've covered so far? Any questions about anything to do with the real estate business in about mid-year? with your business. Okay. Apparently, I've been incredibly clear. All right, so let's move on. All right, so the next one I put back, next one I put down here is look at this. Fall back on the big four. All right, or as I say, score with the big four. When in doubt, okay, the billable hour activities in real estate are prospecting. There's so many different ways you can prospect, okay? I can talk to aspirants, for sale by owners, my sphere, my farm. I can do social media direct messaging. I can do all kinds of stuff. All of those qualify for prospecting as long as you're talking to somebody voice to voice. So I'm going back and forth direct messaging with somebody on Facebook or Instagram or what. I call them. After a few times, I call them because it's so much more effective to be talking to somebody. Then that's a contact. Okay? So, you know, prospecting is only one of the big four. That is a billable hour activity. If I was a doctor, a lawyer, any type of professional, that would be a billable hour activity for me. The next one is lead follow-up. Once I have, okay, leads, I'm going to follow up on them. All right, I'm going to tell you that there's a reason why I call it semi-stalker lead follow-up, because when done properly, that's what it feels like. I'll tell you, no names mentioned, I'm talking to a woman out of one of our offices in California. And the only thing, one of the things I've got her to do over the last few months is get absolutely killer follow-up about the people that come to her open house. You know, she was doing it like one or two times and then giving up. She said to me, how many times would you do it? I said, 5 or 6, 7, 8. Okay, before I trash them. And then in doing that, here's what she found out. After 4 or 5 or 6 times, they go, oh, thank you for being persistent. I really need a little push. Yeah, I need some help. You know, you call twice. That's not commitment. That's because I think I should do it. Or no, commitment is that I made a connection with them at an open house. They gave me notes. I wrote down stuff. I know what they're looking for, which, by the way, you'd have to do. I mean, any of your prospecting, your job is to get all the information out of them so you have good, you know, logistics to follow up on them with. You're looking for this. You're from that. You've been on, been looking for this amount. You want to be able to reiterate all the goodies that they told you. And you have to be taking good notes and paying attention in order to do that, asking great open-ended questions. Okay? So that's why, you know, prospecting is absolutely critically important. It's a billable hour activity. So is lead follow-up. And when done properly, lead follow-up feels on some days like semi-stalker lead follow-up, but that's okay. It's part of the equation. All right? You have to display that you're a salesperson willing to follow up and spend time on people. Okay, the other big four activity, or one of, you know, there's two more. The next one is going on quality appointments, being organized for them. And folks, you couldn't have a better brand to go on appointments. You couldn't, you know, and a better office with our tools that we have in the VAC and in the Resource Center. Okay, you have tremendous tools to do incredible appointments with people. I'd recommend you learn them, and so when you go out on a listing appointment or with a buyer, you look like a rock star. You have everything available for you to do that. Remember, the Berkshire Hathaway brand puts you in a different category, but you need to carry the conversation, carry the relationship to the next level by who you're being, talking, walking, acting when you meet somebody. You're already put in that category by having that name. Now you need to continue it by what you do, say, in the company products and tools that you're using. Okay? Critically important. Critically important. Okay? Does that make sense? All right, good. Well, hopefully you guys are getting this so far. And if anybody has a question, once again, jump in and hit star six on your phone, right? And I can hear you. *5 to mute, *6 to unmute. Okay? So then the last one is negotiating. So I'm going to prospect, I'm going to do lead follow-up, I'm going to do dynamite appointments, and I'm going to negotiate. And I will tell you, that even though negotiating sounds like the most sexy and wonderful and awesome, it's the easiest of the four if you're doing the first three. Because if you're doing the first three, then you're only working with motivated people that have a story, that are motivated, and they're the easiest people to work with. When you're having to massage people all the time, keep them in a transaction, it usually has everything to do with their commitment level or their reason, okay, or their motivation. Okay? All right. So then I wrote down here, musts versus shoulds. Okay, musts are things I must get done, and shoulds would be the would be nice in the category. Okay, every day you should know what you must get done. And I've already told you guys, I know I'm a broken record, but the first thing is to make my daily revenue commitment and everything else. That's a must. Going on my appointments is a must. Doing my lead follow-ups is a must. Negotiating my contracts is a must. Shoulds are everything else in order of priority. That's what they are. Because a should, most of the time, could wait till the next day. Or a must has to be done today. Otherwise, you pay the consequences. There's always consequences. Okay, so here we go. As I look at my mid-year review, all right? My mid-year review is really a self-assessment of how I'm doing so far. And remember, the two main questions when I do a mid-year review is, number one is, how am I doing so far this year? And be honest with yourself. Don't be overly brutal, but be honest. This is what I'm doing well. I'm also doing this well. You know what? I've made more contacts to my sphere than I ever have. I've actually implemented, you know, following up on my open house leads a lot better, but I'm still not calling the old expireds like I said I would. I'm still not being consistent with my door knocking and my farm, like whatever they are. It's all fixable. It's all fixable. Okay? Real estate is about momentum. And when you're on the right side of momentum, this is an incredible, wonderful, very nice business. When you're on the wrong side of momentum, it's not fun. Okay? Just like if I'm on the wrong side of momentum with my health, my fitness, my weight, it just takes time to get on the right side of it. And you have time. We all have 24 hours a day. When someone gets less than 24 or more, let me know. I want to know how you're doing that. But right now, those are the rules. We all have the same rule book we got to follow. Okay? It's not easy every day, but it's a simple concept. And as soon as we grasp, okay, what those rules are, and stop trying to fight them. Well, it shouldn't be like that. Well, it is what it is, and you need to follow the rules. Okay, if I get in my car and I go on the highway at 100 miles an hour, even though my car can handle it and I'm probably the best, I'm going to get a ticket. There's a stop sign. I need to stop for it. My opinion of the rules while driving is irrelevant. Now, if I want to go on a campaign to change the rules, I could do that. Or I can follow them and have a tremendous life, because there's no really crazy rules. You live in the best country in the world. I mean, the rules are pretty cool. Okay, I just got to follow them. If I want to get in better health, I need to go to the gym and maybe change my diet. If I want to sell more real estate, maybe I need to talk to more people, have a little bit more energy, enthusiasm. Remember, I'm going to be a goal-achieved person, or I'm going to be an if-only person. Or I love the way Zig Ziglar says it. Are you a wandering generality or a meaningful specific? I love that question. I like to think I'm a meaningful specific, not a wandering generality. You know, it's the old, it's like I tell you guys, you know, I go to my car and I type in West into my GPS. No. I put the exact address in. You got to do the same thing with your mind every day. So you got to have a goal-achieved mentality. You got to have passion, enthusiasm, and you got to act authentically. Be yourself. And social media definitely allows you to do that today and have some fun doing it. Do the next right thing in your schedule, always. Do the thing you're supposed to be doing, and then do the next right thing. Are there any traditions that are holding me back that I need to change? Any just things that I'm doing that I could upgrade? Okay? I need to eliminate some of the time between deals by doing more of them. All right? My mentality needs to be about setting appointments, because if I have mentality about setting appointments, I'll do everything I need to before to set them, and then I will go on them organized and ready to rock, especially with the brand and the tools that I have. Okay? When in doubt, score with the big four: prospect, lead follow-up, quality appointments, negotiate deals. If you stick your, you know, if you keep your mindset there, you'll be fine. And then remember, those are musts and shoulds are everything else. Okay? Does that make sense? Does anybody have any questions for me as we wrap up today's call? Questions, comments, epiphanies? Did we have a quantum leap or an aha moment anywhere? I hope you did. All right, folks, listen, have yourself an incredible week. All right, get out there, get it done. Remember, we are just about halfway through the year. Like I said, I'm going to pick it up with interviews next week. And if I can do anything, feel free to call me anytime. Show up to my training this week if you're in Arizona, whether it be an office visit or success series or both. You guys are the best. We'll pick this up in again in exactly 1 week. Woo! Let's go get them.